Salam.
Hi, my name is Sandra. You requested a return call from XPO Logistics. How may I assist you today?
Hey, how you doing? I had an issue at one of my stops. The flooring was too high for us to pull the dishwasher out, so we couldn't install it.
You have your order number?
Yes. The order number is 11-22-01-55-828-19.
You don't have the SMX order number?
The
DMX order number.
Oh,
that's fine. I can pull it up with this. That's 112-201-558-2819.
Yes.
Thank you. Let me place you on hold and locate that order for you.
Hang on. I'm going to turn the loading number.
Thank you for holding for me, Kivra. It's at a customer's name and address.
The customer's name, it's two customers on there. It's a mother and a daughter, and the mother name is Roxanne.
That car. No, sir. Now, the number that I just put into this system has one, sir. The order I just put into the system has one name on it. It's a man's name. And let me repeat that number back to you to make sure we have it correct.
It's a different number. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
You ready for it?
Yes, I am.
It's 11-22-013-982550.
And that's 11-22-013-982550.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Let me place you on a brief hold and try that number for you.
Okay.
Thank you for holding it for me, Key. Verify the name and address on this order.
It's Roxanne Ricks. Is that the name that's on the order?
No, sir, it's not.
Is it Taylor Coppinger?
Yes, it is.
See, the issue with that is they have Taylor's name on there and Taylor's address, but it's actually Roxanne is her mother. I guess Taylor bought it for her mother, so we had to go to a different address or whatever. The address, she have the address on the paperwork or whatever, it says it had to go there, but what they sent us on the app, it sent us Taylor's address.
Yes, sir. Now, you know, you can only go to the address that they stayed on the order. So even if they provided you with a new address, you can't go to that address. Customer's going to have to contact Best Buy, and they're going to have to put in a new order in the system with the correct address for them.
Oh, okay.
Yes, sir. Now, did you go to this address that's incorrect on the order?
Yeah, we went to the address because the daughter is on a honeymoon, so we was trying to call the daughter. I left a message. Then the lady ended up calling me back and said, "What was the correct address or whatever?"
Ah, okay. So we can get your trip charge for going to that incorrect address. When are you going to return those items to Best Buy tomorrow?
The items are still at the location because she wanted to keep the items there.
Oh, so you just delivered the units?
Yeah, we delivered.
You delivered them where? At this wrong address that's on the order, or you went to the address that the mother informed you of?
I went to the right address that was on the order at first. Then
you went to 3095 Brandon Court.
Yeah, and then I called the mother, and told her that I was outside, and she informed me that I was at the wrong address, or whatever, that she was around the corner. that her and her daughter is on the account together, and that the daughter paid for it, but I guess they put the address, yeah, got the address mixed up. But Roxanne Ricks, the mother, her name is on, like, on the receipt and everything, and the paper that she told us, her name and address and everything is on there.
Yes, sir, but you shouldn't have went to that other address without calling us first. But you went to that other address and you delivered them to that address.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so if the address is wrong on the order, I assume the phone number is incorrect also. Do you have a number for the mother?
Yeah, I have a number for the mother. The phone number was right. The daughter is on the honeymoon. She's not answering her phone.
So the phone number on the order is 330-696-9906. That's correct.
Yes,
I'll be able to speak with the mother.
No, the mother's number, let me see. It's 330-256-1271. That's the mother's phone number.
330-256-1271. Okay, let me try to call the customer. Hold on just a second.
Okay.
And, sir, before I call the mother, what was the address that you did deliver the units to?
The address was... It was... 3031 Farmdale Road.
You said Farmdale?
Yeah.
F-A-R-M-D-A-L-E?
Yes, ma'am.
And then Road, R-O-A-D. Same city and state, Akron, Ohio?
Lakemore, Ohio, it says on the end.
I'm sorry?
Lakemore.
You're breaking in and out.
It's L-A-K-E-M-O-R-E, Lakemore.
Okay, L-A-K-E-M-O-R-E.
Yes, Lakemore.
Ohio. You have a zip code for me?
Yes. Can you call up?
That's fine if you can't find it, sir. It's okay. We have the city. So that should be enough. I have to just call the customer's mother and verify the information. Then we're going to have to call the DOD for you.
Okay.
But let me give you just a word of advice. When the address is wrong, even if they're around the corner, do not go unless you contact XPO and the DOD first.
Got you. That's my fault, ma'am. I didn't know.
No, sir. You're fine. But, you know, that just protects us because, you know, I could have called you back and said, well, oh, yeah, she's my daughter, and she could not have even been related to me, even if I had some kind of paperwork. You can rig that kind of thing, and you could have delivered those items to the wrong address. Let me call the customer, verify the information. You should be fine.
Okay.
Just next time, make sure you call us first.
I will.
Yes, sir. Hold on just a couple of moments for me.